Some of the most important real estate in the world is an island. An island you may have heard of. It's called Manhattan. A lot of folks need to get in and out of that island each day to run the business of this country. And since it's an island, needless to say, New York City is a city of bridges. Remember that old song, London Bridge is Falling Down? You know what? Some years ago, another New York bridge was falling down. For quite some time, a lot of bridges in New York had been showing their age. And a while back, they had to close the Williamsburg Bridge completely, cutting off a major access route to Manhattan. The reason? Well, inspectors had found serious weakness in certain supports, and the sad part was it didn't have to be that way. In fact, one engineer was quoted as saying, "If only this bridge had been regularly maintained, we'd be celebrating a bridge's centennial instead of holding its funeral." And you know what the cause was? Yeah, neglect. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the silent killer. Now, our word for today from the Word of God comes from Hebrews chapter 2. I'll be reading verse 1, and then we'll drop down to verse 3. We must pay more careful attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? See, this passage refers to something that is so insidious and so invisible, but so common and easy to fall into. It talks about drifting spiritually, that slow but steady getting away from our first love. You go from being passionately Christian and following Jesus when you begin to, without even realizing it, becoming professionally Christian. From what was once love to now a duty, from warm to cold. And maybe if you were to take your spiritual temperature, it could be you're drifting. You're not doing anything terribly wrong. You've just drifted from your first passionate love for Him. Well, ultimately, there's going to be a collapse. Not from rejecting your Lord, but rather from neglecting your Lord. This doesn't say how shall we escape if we reject such a great salvation. It says neglect. Now, that bridge in New York didn't suddenly become unstable. Nobody bombed it or ran into it or tried to take it apart. Nobody did anything bad to weaken it. It's what they didn't do. See, bridges give way because of neglect. It's a silent killer of spiritual commitments. You can't stand as a follower of Christ without daily maintenance. That means a daily checkup as God's Word is allowed to turn its light on your life. I used to think it was a book I was neglecting if I missed my quiet time. It's not a book. It's a person. Remember, there was a booklet called My Heart, Christ's Home. In it, the man is admitting Christ into the various rooms of his life, and he'll meet the Lord every morning in the study. Well, finally, he gets a little busy, forgets one day, comes back after a month of days to grab his briefcase, and as he runs into his study, he sees Jesus, and he says, "Lord, what are you doing here?" The Lord says, "Oh, I've been here every day, waiting for you." You've been neglecting your time with Jesus? You can't see it, but you're being steadily weakened and eroded by what you're not doing. You can't afford another day away. There have been too many already. The alternative is that one day you'll be closed. You'll cave in. By the way, neglect can have eternal consequences. The verse talked about neglecting such a great salvation, a great rescue. You know, it's possible for you to have been around the message of Jesus, dying on a cross for your sins, coming back out of his grave. You've heard of this great salvation, this great rescue act on the cross. But somehow you've never acted on it. You've never made personal what he did for you. You've neglected him, which means hell, not heaven. Not because you rejected him, but because you just walked on by. You lost him through neglect. Don't let that happen today. Today is the accepted time. Today, the Bible says, is a day of salvation, maybe yours. Reach out and grab the Savior you've passed up so many times. Listen, go to our website. I think we can help you get this settled once and for all. That website is anewstory.com, anewstory.com. Neglect, it's a silent killer of what you can't afford to lose.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.